USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors say President Trump would have likely faced obstruction of justice charges if he wasn't president of the United States. The Washington Post is reporting on a bipartisan statement signed by more than 370 former prosecutors that rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's assertion that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. The House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department rejecting a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller. A subpoena also calling for all underlying evidence in the report. Police in Sri Lanka say everyone involved in the deadly Easter bombings is either dead or in custody now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
There's been a royal birth in England, but we still haven't seen what the new baby looks like.
Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters,
"Still thinking about names, Alan. It's, the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby."
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, the child is the seventh in line to the British throne. President Trump is pardoning a former soldier who killed an Iraqi prisoner. Michael Pehenna was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing an alleged al-Qaeda insurgent in 2008, apparently in retaliation for an IED attack on U.S. forces. President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen is now in a federal correctional facility in upstate New York, starting a 3-year sentence for tax evasion and lying to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At the White House, President Trump honors Tiger Woods. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump tees up the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger Woods.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good. We know that. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you. And now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
Get this. A contest continues to develop a motorcycle that flies. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
A team of engineers from Texas A&M University, just one of several teams that will be competing in the $2 million contest that's being sponsored by Boeing. The criteria calling for engineers to develop flying machines that are quiet, small enough to fit in a garage, and capable of carrying a rider 20 miles before having to recharge or refuel. The College Station team has won about $70,000 in the contest's design and prototype phases already. In this final phase, teams have to fly full-scale designs by early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.